Chapter 170. But, my dear sir, the least ranged by the force of circumstances over which I have had no control, from the personal society of the friend and companion of my youth, I have not been unmindful of his soaring flight, nor have I been debarred, though seas between us great are oared, Burns, from participating in the intellectual feasts he has spread before us. I cannot, therefore, allow of the departure from this place of an individual whom we mutually respect and esteem, without, my dear sir, taking this public opportunity of thanking you, on my own behalf, and, I may undertake to add, on that of the whole of the inhabitants of Port Middle Bay, for the gratification of which you are the ministering agent. Go on, my dear sir. You are not unknown here, you are not unappreciated. Though remote, we are neither unfriended, comma melancholy, nor, I may add, slow. Go on, my dear sir, in your eagle course. The inhabitants of Port Middle Bay may at least aspire to watch it, with delight, with entertainment, with instruction. Among the eyes elevated towards you from this portion of the globe, will ever be found, while it has light and life, the eye appertaining to Wilkins Micawber, magistrate. Apostrophe, I found, on glancing at the remaining contents of the newspaper, that Mr. Micawber was a diligent and esteemed correspondent of that journal. There was another letter from him in the same paper, touching a bridge. There was an advertisement of a collection of similar letters by him, to be shortly republished, in a neat volume, with considerable additions. And, unless I am very much mistaken, the leading article was his also. We talked much of Mr. Micawber, on many other evenings, while Mr. Peggotty remained with us. He lived with us during the whole term of his stay, which, I think, was something less than a month, and his sister and my aunt came to London to see him. Agnes and I parted from him aboard ship, when he sailed, and we shall never part from him more, on earth. But before he left, he went with me to Yarmouth, to see a little tablet I had put up in the churchyard to the memory of Ham. While I was copying the plain inscription for him at his request, I saw him stoop, and gather a tuft of grass from the grave and a little earth. For Emily, apostrophe, he said, as he put it in his breast. I promised, Master Davy. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.